Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690. As we go throughout a Friday, very excited to have Mike Flood all the way from Independence for us here. And it's good to have you on, sir. And we have lots of stuff coming up at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center.
That's right. Of course, we've got Metal Art Lounge we're going to talk about pretty soon, but on Saturday, this Saturday, Holiday Arts and Crafts Sale at the museum, and that's at 123 North 8th Street in Independence.
That's great. I know we've all the places having all these different arts and craft sales, and it's just wonderful to have something like that available in Independence. So we definitely want to get people to head out there as we go throughout this holiday season. But your kind of main thing that we're discussing today is another Metal Arc Lounge. Of course, we had a last one was a month and a half or so ago. So we have of several different artists coming up here in the month of December.
That's absolutely right. This will be the ninth one coming up, and we're really excited about it. And last time that I was here in October, I happened to meet Chris
Freund.
Chris Freund. And he happens to be a singer-songwriter, a good one, a really good one. He's performed at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. He's been in Branson. And we're pretty lucky to have him, and I'm so excited that he is willing to be part of Metal Arc Lounge.
That is so great. And as you said, I think last time you were on, that the Metal Arc Lounge is kind of patterned after the Bluebird Cafe, right?
It very much is. That's exactly where we come up with the idea. And we're kind of a small area, kind of like the Bluebird Cafe is, which only seats 90 people.
Really?
In
I didn't
Nashville.
Know. Okay.
But we can seat up to about 120.
Well, there we go. Yeah. So we got a beat.
And yeah, we got, oh my gosh, it's I'm so excited about this. You know, I've been doing these for quite a while now. You know, each time I'm thinking, well, how am I going to come up with four singer-songwriters that are good?
Sure.
And it so happens it just works. It works. I don't know why. But Chris Freund is going to be on it. A young 16-year-old Dylan Keene is going to be back.
Nice.
Brighton Stahl, which is he was one on it quite a while back. But he is, let me look here if I can find my information here.
Sure. And I know, so Dylan is doing some country songs, looks like.
Yeah, well, that's right. Dylan will be country. And then we also got Charlie Benedict, which will be religious,
okay,
basically.
Yeah, kind of some gospel and that sort of thing.
And Brighton Stahl is calling himself the landlocked sailor nowadays. That's what he tours all over the country.
Well, we are landlocked here, so you know, I like that. That's cool.
Right, and if you've heard of Jimmy Buffett,
uh-huh, of course.
Well, that's called tropical rock, and he just and Brighton just got through winning the Trop Rock Music Association Horizon Award. It's a big deal.
Wow.
It really is. Not too many people know about trop rock or tropical rock.
Sure. But, no, that's new for me.
But it's, again, it's much like Jimmy Buffett. And
okay.
If you know Jimmy Buffett, that's
what
it's kind of like.
That does make sense.
And Brighton will be playing some of his original trop rock as well as his country. And he's a really very talented young man. As a matter of fact, you know, I worked with him for a number of years now. I even sent him to Nashville, and he went to Nashville and performed there and learned about these things. And so I'm really excited about him coming back to Independence to be on the Metal Arc Lounge, and he will be our guest host for this as well. So that's the guys. That's the people that are on this. And again, we have a nice little stage, sound system. We have round tables with cloths on them, and it is going to be Christmas, so it'll be Christmassy decorations as well. So, and we have a number of sponsors, and one of my best sponsors is KGGF Radio. And I have to say this because, you know, not every radio station does support live music like you guys do, and you're supporting Metal Arc Lounge, and we really appreciate it. And I don't know what more to say. We're just excited as can be that KGGF is involved.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words. And I mean, no, we really think it is important here. Not only all the support we give, you know, on the AM side, but even on the FM side. I mean, Chris running the country station over there is really, we've been talking actually just this week about some new artists and that sort of thing and getting them on the air and everything. As country music is kind of going through some changes right now, which I think are positive as far as the kind of the singer-songwriters, the independent artists who are kind of bringing some of that old-school country back. That's something that Chris and I were just talking about a couple days ago. So I think there's some really exciting things happening. And, of course, we've had lots of local artists here for some of the other events around town. You know, the Brew Fest a couple months ago as well. So I'm all about it. You know, we have more talent here in Southeast Kansas than I think people realize.
You're absolutely right, and I can see that and work with that myself all the time, and that's, you know, when we started doing singer-songwriter thing for Metal Arc Lounge, I thought, well, where am I going to find all these people?
And then
there's a lot more people that do music and write it than you think.
They come out of the woodwork and everything.
That's right.
So, well, and speaking of talent, we actually have one of Chris's songs, if you want to play it.
Yes, please.
So I've heard only a little snippet of this, and for you usual listeners here of KGGF, you're going to be in for a real treat, because you know, we're Chris reading newscasts or doing his country show and everything. This is a whole new light. So I've saved it for this moment here. So here we go. This is our very own Chris Freund singing Freund. Smartphones and Dumb Masses here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Reality TV sets near record numbers, but there's no reality found. Common sense left us a long time ago, but there's no more morals around. Whatever happened to dignity and value? Run rampant.
The brain.
go, some music on the AM dial. That is the one and only Chris Freund, our very own Chris Freund, here on the Mighty 690. I always like having some music on the AM.
Right, and that's Freund, right?
Freund.
I have my troubles with names,
yeah.
particularly when they're spelled differently
Freund,
than what they
yep.
sound.
German means friend in German. So
oh,
there you
okay,
go.
Okay, well.
That is, I mean, that's the first time I've heard the whole song through, and I mean, it is just incredible, and I mean, he's super humble, way too humble, because he is a very talented artist, you know, been in Nashville, has songs on, you can buy them, I mean,
yeah.
and that's just one of them.
Yeah, yeah, it's, I just am so at awe at people that can write music and perform it like they do, and a friend of mine, which is the co-producer, Chris Mitchell, in Independence, I met him, and I figured out that he was playing original music, and the next thing we were talking about it, and it took us 6 years before we created Metal Ark Lounge.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing what people can do. And, you know, the one kid here that's on, it's Dylan Keene, and he's only 16 years old. He was 15 when I met him.
Really?
And found out that he did music. And he does the old classic stuff. He's 16
years old. I love that.
But he creates that. So, folks, if you want to really hear a good young artist, Metal Ark Lounge is where you should go.
Well, and we have a whole generation of artists coming up who are discovering kind of the old classics, and either they're doing covers of them or they're just getting some inspiration from those. And I think it's very interesting to see the way some of this folk and country and gospel music is going, because it's kind of taking a whole new direction, kind of a retrospective direction. And I think that's great. I like to see more of that.
Well, a lot of my friends are happy about that.
Yes,
you know, like the Oak Ridge Boys,
exactly.
For example.
So the younger generation isn't all completely messed up.
Right. And, for example, the Oak Ridge Boys are friends of mine, and I produce them at times.
Wow.
And Chris used to listen to them a lot, mm-hmm. and that's kind of where he gets his some of his art that he has when he writes.
Sure. And I mean, there's even some you had on just east of here, and there are some gospel music radio stations that they just do gospel. So you know, that it's really cool kind of being on the border of some of these states where it's a little more prominent and that sort of thing. Being here in the four states, we can draw from a lot of those resources.
That's right. And talking about the gospel, one of our artists is Charlie Benedict, and he works for the City of Independence. And when I met him, I couldn't believe that he has a great big hollow body electric guitar. Oh my gosh, he can make so much music. And a lot of his, if you didn't know it, it's kind of it's country type gospel. And so it's just wonderful what people can do. And I hope some people would like to come see it. Now got a lot of people already bought tickets.
Yeah, so how, if people want to buy tickets for this, how do they do that? Can we run through the dates and times and all that good stuff?
Yeah, they can call on the phone at 3 let's see what
again. Is it 620-331-3515? Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. And you can call the museum and order your tickets right over the phone if you want to. You can go to the museum and get your tickets in advance. You can also get tickets at the door.
Okay.
We always say we never know how much we're going to have,
sure.
and we do have a limited capability there. And we've had times when we had 50 and 20 people show up right at the door, and you can't believe how that's great, but we want to have a seat for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So December 10th, we have 7 p.m., and $20. That's kind of the
right.
vital information.
That's right.
In Independence, of course.
Right, in Independence, right. And the gallery area, of course, is a very big gallery, but we have a stage in there. And
okay.
the stage is just perfect for Metal Ark Lounge. And that's why we call it the Metal Ark Lounge when we do singer-songwriter deal like we do. So that's how it works. And we have round tables. So that people could be up and close with the artists. And the artists, one of the things that they do, they talk about their music, which is wonderful.
Yeah,
to figure out how. I can't wait to ask Chris about this, for example, because How did he think about these things?
Yeah, it's a great song. You know? Yeah, the message of the song, it's just it's a really unique idea. I like
that's
it.
Right.
So
it sure
that enriches the experience because anyone can go home, they can listen to an album. There you go. But this is really enriching the experience.
That's right. So. It is. And you know, we've got a crowd that has been coming that just loves it, and they're real. Of course, we have all kinds of refreshments and stuff like that, but they just love it, and they really applaud the artists. And those people keep coming because they like Metal Arc Lounge.
Yeah, and we like it too. And Mike, I just want to applaud you and everyone over there at the Historical Museum and Art Center for taking the time and effort to put this on, because I know these events do not schedule themselves. They take more work than everyone realizes, so we want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I enjoy doing it, and you know, I've been doing concerts for many years. I've booked over half of the artists at Memorial Hall.
Wow.
Like for Niwala and stuff
wow.
like that.
Okay, wow.
And brought the Oak Ridge Boys here several times. I've done work for a lot of artists, and now I'm just doing Metal Arc Lounge
there
because it fits me at this age that I am.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you found your little niche for that.
Yeah, so I'm just having a blast working with the people, and it's just so much fun.
Wonderful, Mike. Well, once again, Saturday, December 10th, 7 p.m., 620-331-3515, or just stop on by the Independence Historic Museum and Art Center if you want tickets. We'll be there.
You bet.
We are going to be there. I can't wait.
You bet.
All right, Mike, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to chatting with you again real soon, and I'll see you on the 10th.
You bet, and thank you.
All right, thank you. And we'll be right back with more here on the Mighty 690. We do have Sun Group on the way here on KGGF.